Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, July 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Tech media breaks, SagTech Global Limited, NASDAQ T, revenue jumps 144% as net profit more than triples in H1 2025. SagTech Global Limited, traded on NASDAQ under SagT, saw a significant 144% increase in revenue, reaching $11.4 million in the first half of 2025. Net profit also surged by 308% to $1.86 million. The growth was driven by software subscriptions and a 237% rise in product sales, including food ordering kiosks and power bank stations. EBITDA climbed 205% to $2.47 million, with a cash position of $454,000, supported by $7.2 million in financing. CEO Kevin Nang highlighted SagTech's success in Malaysia's digital economy and commitment to expanding in Southeast Asia. SafePro Group Inc., SPI, earns buy rating, $8 price target from Litchfield Hills. SafePro Group Inc., listed on NASDAQ, has earned a buy rating and an $8 price target from Litchfield Hills Research. The company's AI-based software, tested in Ukraine for over 2 years, aids in drone-enabled landmine detection. SafePro's revenue has surged by 140% in the past year, with plans to secure funding tied to the U.S. One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The company has also filed patent applications globally for its AI threat detection technology. SafePro Group focuses on defense, homeland security, and humanitarian applications, utilizing its Spotlight AI platform to detect small, hazardous objects like landmines. With shares closing at $3.66, the $8 price target suggests a potential upside of over 160%. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. Onar Holding Corp., OTQB, Onar, appoints former MDC CEO Scott Kaufman as board chairman. Onar Holding Corp. has appointed Scott Kaufman, former chairman and CEO of MDC Partners, as chairman of its board of directors, bringing over 30 years of leadership in marketing, media, and digital innovation. Kaufman's appointment signifies a new phase of growth and M&A activity for Onar. The company aims to scale its marketing tech platform for mid-sized brands and expand its global agency network through both organic growth and acquisitions. For more information about Onar, visit their website at w.onar.com.
California farmers leverage solar to change their fortunes. Farmers in California's Central Valley are facing challenges with drought, rising costs, and limited water. To survive, many are now turning to solar power. Solar industry players like Solar Bank Corp. are helping farmers make the switch to solar energy, offering a sustainable solution to their farming needs. By leveraging solar power, farmers are not only reducing their carbon footprint, but also lowering their energy costs, ultimately changing their fortunes for the better.
Gold rally intensifies as juniors race toward production. Gold's surge beyond $3,300 per ounce reflects deepening investor skepticism about the global financial system. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is fast-tracking its transformation from explorer to producer in Canada's largest gold-producing region. Other forward-focused mining companies include SSR Mining Inc., New Gold Inc., and K2 Gold Corp. Network Newswire is a specialized communications platform providing financial news and content distribution for private and public companies. With a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, and social media distribution, NNW helps companies reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, and journalists. Biomed news breaks. Nanoviricides, NYS American, NNVC, reports breakthrough measles drug success in humanized animal study. Nanoviricides Inc. announced successful results for NV387 in treating measles, increasing survival by 130% in humanized mice. The drug targets over 90% of human pathogens by mimicking human cell features. With measles cases rising globally and vaccine coverage declining, the company stressed the urgent need for a therapeutic option. NV387 is poised to be the first drug for measles treatment, according to Anil Ardawan, PhD. For more information on Nanoviricides Inc., visit their website at nanoviricides.com.
Biomed News Breaks. Lantern Pharma, LTRN, secures EU patent for AI-designed cancer drug, LP-284. Lantern Pharma, TRN, has secured a European Patent Office notice of allowance for a composition of matter patent covering LP-284, a clinical-stage drug candidate for relapsed or refractory non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The patent is expected to grant exclusivity through 2039, adding to existing IP in the U.S. and Japan to support global commercialization efforts. Developed using Lantern's AI platform, LP-284 is in Phase 1 trials and holds orphan drug designations for MCL and HGBL. The drug targets a $4 billion global market, with a rapid development timeline and cost efficiency enhancing Lantern's strategic partnership potential.
AI News Breaks. Safe Pro Group Inc. NASDAQ SPAI integrates AI object detection with U.S. Army recon drones. Safe Pro Group, listed on NASDAQ as SPI, has integrated its AI object detection models into drone platforms selected for the U.S. Army's short-range reconnaissance program of record. The technology, proven in Ukraine, can identify over 150 threat types and is scalable across real-time and cloud-based platforms. SafePro is now working with DoD stakeholders and integrating its SPOT-D system into the TAC ecosystem to enhance force protection under increased defense spending authorized by the OBBA. SafePro Group specializes in AI solutions for security and defense, providing advanced situational awareness tools globally. For more information, visit their newsroom at ibn.fm/spi. Tech Media Breaks. Secure private data. LILTI SQR OFSC GDT0 grants stock options and shares to officers, directors, and consultants. Secure Private Data Limited announced the grant of 4.5 million stock options to officers and directors, exercisable over 5 years at 15 sin cents, and another 4.5 million options to consultants, exercisable over 12 months at COB 11. Additionally, 361,111 restricted shares will be issued to arm's-length service providers at CA 10 cents per share. All issuances are subject to regulatory and board approvals. Secure's services benefit from stringent Swiss data protection laws, as it is hosted exclusively in Switzerland. For more information, visit Secure's website at www.secure.com. Tech Media Breaks. Titan Partners Group LLC facilitates $105 million equity raise for Gorilla Technology, NASDAQ. Titan Partners Group LLC, a division of American Capital Partners, is facilitating $105 million equity raise for Gorilla Technology Group Inc., NASDAQ, GRRR. The offering includes 6 million ordinary shares at $17.50 per share and is backed by new institutional investors. Gorilla plans to use the funds for various corporate needs, including working capital and acquisitions. The offering is expected to close around July 2, 2025. For more information on Titan Partners, visit their website. Tech Media Wire is a platform focused on technology companies, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.